News release. Simcoe North NDP. New Democrats in Simcoe North gathered this past week to nominate Jordy Malcolm to carry the NDP banner in the upcoming snap provincial election. Jordy is a lifelong resident of Orillia. She is a graduate of Orillia Secondary School and a political science major at the University of Ottawa. "I want to take a stand for the young people in this riding," she noted in her acceptance speech. "I understand what barriers there are. I know how hard it is to get ahead when the economics seem stacked against you. It's long past time for the youth of Simcoe North to get out, vote, and open opportunity for their future." Jordy is a member of UFCW, having worked a full-time job at a local grocery through secondary school. She has experienced the difficulties faced by families and young people firsthand. Growing up, her family needed to use services like food banks and clinics. She worked that full-time job on top of school in order to achieve her goal of attending university. Now that she is there, she has a new goal: making life more affordable so that future generations can have it better. Malcolm noted, "One piece of data threw me for a loop. There are 55,000 people in Simcoe North who have no family doctor. That's a lot of unnecessary suffering. If we had wisely put those $200 checks to good use, we could have funded a family physician for each of those people in this riding. Think about it, instead of a political gambit, we could have had a solid plan to get health care for all of the people here. I challenge our incumbent to address that." Simcoe North ONDP Chair Elizabeth Van Hoot noted that Jordy represents the next generation of leadership for Ontario and Simcoe North. "There will be opportunity to meet with this extraordinary young woman and talk about the issues. Check our social media for this information," said Van Hoot. "I'm thrilled to have Jordy on our team," said Ontario NDP leader Marit Stiles. "Together we'll build homes, hire doctors, and fix schools to deliver an Ontario full of opportunities. People in Simcoe North deserve a premier that's on their side," said Malcolm. "After 7 years of Doug Ford, we've been left with overcrowded schools, underfunded hospitals, and a complete lack of affordable homes. Marit Stiles has impressed me with the empathy and insight she shows for young people." Asked how she thinks she can fare against the field, Malcolm said, "It's up to us. If we young voters get out on February 27th or during early voting, it can change the direction of our government. Together we can begin the process of building a province where everyone can have a good life. I'm not looking for a lifelong job at Queen's Park, I have other plans. But I want to bring together the youth of Simcoe North, and their parents, to take back the reins of our province and make it a place of which we can all be proud." Simcoe North ONDP Riding Association can be found at www.facebook.com/groups/SimcoeNorthAnd for updates and information.